what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
All right, here we are. Here we are. Wednesday night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Well, the signs read, yes, indeed, they read the following. War criminal, are you not ashamed? And he didn't react. The activists renewed their chants after the hearing ended, shouting, Mr. Rumsfeld, you are a war criminal. Again, Rumsfeld did not acknowledge them. Well, Mr. Rumsfeld had to face a little bit of eensy-beensy music today before this congressional committee. And look at the people holding the hearings. This is like, you know, the fox guarding the hen house with Mr. Rumsfeld and some of the other top brass in the Pentagon coming before Congress and denying that there was any cover-up in the unfortunate, quote, friendly fire death, unquote, of Mr. Pat Tillman, Army Ranger Pat Tillman. Well, he said publicly before this august body today that he would not engage in a cover-up. I know that no one in the White House suggested such a thing to me, and I know that the gentlemen sitting next to me are men of enormous integrity and would not participate in something like that. So he told the House committee. Well, today was his first public appearance on Capitol Hill since Mr. Bush replaced him with Mr. Gates, another Council on Foreign Relations puppet. And once again he reiterated his previous testimony to investigators that he did not have any early knowledge that Mr. Tillman was cut down in 2004, April 22nd, by fellow Rangers, not by enemy militia, as was initially claimed. Well, as you know, the whole story was hushed and was kept from the public, and of course his own family now, until just 5 weeks later, basically, his mother, his brother, his other family members just knew there was something wrong. Well, they knew that they were being lied to, is what they knew. And they were sitting today at that hearing in the back row before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And, of course, we had retired General Richard Myers, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he learned of the likelihood of friendly fire toward the end of April, but that it wasn't his responsibility to inform the White House or the Tillman family. Oh, nothing he could do about it. It's not his job. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? What did you expect these criminals to say before a public committee? We'll be back to begin the show. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, as the beat goes on. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
Okay, we're back here, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you can hear me well. I'm just remodulating my microphone. Getting back to this committee hearing today, we have the chairman of the committee, who is certainly as you would probably say, a paragon of virtue, undoubtedly, Mr. Henry Waxman, the Democrat from Catalonia. Well, anyway, he, of course, he played the game, he played the good cop, and he aired his frustrations at the repeated denials of responsibility from the floor of the four witnesses, Rumsfeld, Myers, John Abizard, of course, who was a former commander of the U.S. Central Command in Iraq and Iran, and not Iran, but Afghanistan, and retired General Brian Douglas Brown, who was former commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command. But anyway, Mr. Rummy, as they call him, had the unmitigated gall to repeat what he had said many, many times in the past, that mistakes were made. Yes, mistakes were made. But it was not part of any malfeasance or any particular odious pattern of deliberate deception from the Pentagon. Well, Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even have to tell you. You know and I know that's a crock. Mr. Rumsfeld, if you remember, going into this war, made some pretty outrageous statements when we went into Iraq. And some of the statements had to do with the weaponry that we had and that these young boys and girls were forced to use that were substandard and totally inadequate to do the job. And, of course, he sat back there in the Pentagon on his armchair, posturing and postulating as usual. And so he made up for it. He said, well, I'm going to show you I'm a man of action. I put on a helmet, I got a nice little plane trip, and I appeared there. I appeared in Afghanistan, I appeared in Iraq, and there I was, facing the men and women and congratulating them on a job well done. Well, that is typical of the buffoonery of this administration. And you know, it's not going to stop until Congress does what is necessary to do, and that is impeachment of Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney, and then a removal from office. You want to call it indictment? Fine, we can indict them. There's enough evidence, as far as I'm concerned now, to clearly, on all fronts, indict Mr. Bush as a criminal, as a warmonger, as having violated both the Constitution and international laws. So, yeah, Rumsfeld is lying again. He's playing the game, we know. But he isn't the only one. And he's not alone. And ultimately, I think a former president by the name of Truman said, hey, the buck stops here. All right, now on to the breaking news story. We have a bridge in Minneapolis that collapses today during rush hour. And MSNBC is saying that the span of the Interstate 35 West bridge collapsed at about 6:05 today. Tractor trailer caught fire and flame and black smoke billowed into the sky. And an estimated 50 vehicles plunged into the water and onto the land below, according to the Star Tribune of Minneapolis. So, of course, naturally, it must be Al-Qaeda, right? It must be. Who else would it be? So the Department of Homeland Security has said there is no reason to think that terrorism was involved in the collapse so far. And they have said we continue to monitor the situation, but at this time there is no indication of a nexus to terrorism, said Russ Knox, spokesman for the department, and Mr. Devil himself, Mr. Chertoff. Well, now, isn't that lovely? How long do you think it will take before there is some remark made that, in fact, it was Hezbollah, or it was Hamas, or it was vestiges of Saddam Hussein's army here in the United States? I wonder how long they'll try to make that connection. Let's go to the telephone, 800-313-9443, and that's our number, and we do have Carol from Texas, I believe, who wants to speak about this very issue. Is that right? Is it Diane? Oh, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Well, fine, Rick. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
We really appreciate you, and we listened quite a bit. I did call because I wanted your take on this.
Yes.
They say on NPR that they're claiming their next move is going to have police all over policing Chicago, maybe seizing arms, because they're saying that's going to be the next target. I don't know if that's really right, that they actually said that. What is your take on all of this, on this bridge thing?
I don't say. You know, the thing is, who knows, and really, truthfully, why would anyone want to comment when we don't even have all of the facts?
Well, see, this is it. I mean, you know.
Mm.
You're not really sure if this is really
As I said before, you know, there's a lot of hype, and there's a lot of You know, in fact, I was in the bank today, and one of the women were talking about that, and they say the media thrive and live off of terrorism,
oh, yeah.
and they live off of all kinds of hyped-up stories. And the other woman agreed and said, I don't even watch television anymore, any television news. But, you know, one of these days it will be the real one. But the fact of the matter is we are being psyched up and we are being conditioned to immediately suspect that there is some terrorist element anytime something happens. And that, of course, is part of the conditioning process, you see?
Right. No, I believe that for sure. And I kept trying to say, well, this may just be an accident, you know, and we don't know at this point. I'm just telling you what I was told was said on NPR, which they shouldn't be saying that if they said it, you know, but... Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's backing us up. So, anyways, I just want to know what you thought, you know, about it. And also, I got you on the line. What do you think are Ron Paul's chances, sir?
His chances
to get elected
for emerging from the Republican? don't think he really, truthfully, is going to be allowed to surface. Something will happen to keep him from. From managing to pull it off. I think he may very well have to go independent again, but I'm not in any way going to deride him or suggest that he shouldn't be supported, but I know that as he gains more momentum, and he is gaining tremendous amount of support now in the political arena, he's the only one that has any credibility, really, at this point, that I think his problems will begin to mount. The opposition is growing. They're continuing to ignore him and tell us that Giuliani is their man. He's one of the bought and paid for politicians, and so is Mrs. Clinton and Obama.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sure, yeah, we know that. Dan Guido's all right on some issues, you know, especially the illegals and immigration. I don't know that he's strong enough on some of the rest of it.
No,
you know?
And he's not going to go anywhere.
Well, see, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep doing whatever we can do.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you so much for the call. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for checking in with us. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you,
okay.
Rick.
All
Bye.
Right. All right. Keep your powder dry, though. That's it. Don't do anything I would do. Well, anyway, 1911 caller said she could see the construction workers using a jackhammer when the bridge collapsed close to her car. She saw it, and she said she just gunned it and just made it out of there with her, her foot on the pedal. that's what was told to the Star Tribune. And, this sort of thing happens every day. And to be honest with you, when I hear about bridges collapsing and roads collapsing and sinkholes and all of this, you know, part of it, I believe, is nature. Part of it, I believe, is the fact that our infrastructure is so bad now. America's aging and totally decrepit system of infrastructure is so out of date and so totally worn out, because we've been spending money taxing Americans to support Israel and to support peace, quote-unquote, in the Middle East, as well as war in the Middle East on behalf of the Zionists, that once again America is neglected while we shoulder the burden for the benefit of these particular hoodlums and criminals who run these major corporations. So I'll be honest with you. Given the state of construction and the state of affairs affecting the quality of the bridges in America today, this is a disaster waiting to happen to begin with. You don't have to look to 9/11, Al-Qaeda, look under your beds tonight, look under every bridge before you go under it. No. You have to do that if you are concerned about the shoddy workmanship and the aging columns and so forth. I mean, I live in a small state, and we have some of the worst roads, actually, in any part of this country, right here in Rhode Island. They are terrible, although they have improved somewhat over the years. But you compare our roads and our bridges with New Hampshire, and there's no comparison whatsoever. None. All right, we'll be back. We'll be back to talk about a variety of issues, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, heard only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back now to take more calls, and we do have Mary from Georgia from last night. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
You're back again. All right. How are you?
Yes. Now, I don't know how you feel about this bridge collapsing over there. I've always been hearing a lot of people talking about the numbers that the Illuminati uses.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many 9/11 and 11s and 18s in all these reports that's coming out on CN. I don't know how it could be a coincidence.
Well, now, might not be a coincidence.
I got a rundown here I can give you right quick.
Yep.
Okay, the bridge falls on 8-1, which mm-hmm. equals 9.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge falls at 6-05, which equals 11. You got a 9-11 there. The school bus, so CNN says, had kids on it from age 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge falls into the Mississippi River. Mississippi has 11 letters.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis has 11 letters.
Yes.
And Minneapolis, Minnesota is a reverse 9-11.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis has 11, Minnesota has 9. Mm-hmm. Then we got 218s. We got the 18 we were on fire on 8/1/2007, which adds up to another 18.
Yes.
So what? Whose signature does that sound like to you?
I really don't know, Mary. I mean, I don't like to play that, you know, that game with numbers, because there are a lot of numbers, a lot of things that line up astrologically and astronomically, and I just, you know, to me it doesn't mean anything at all, because if there's proof, there's of some sabotage or evidence of that, then I'd like to deal with that and not speculation, you see. I don't like to deal with speculation myself.
I'm folks out there that...
Yeah. I don't do that. You see, I want to deal with hard, cold facts, you see?
Right.
You follow me, Mary?
Right.
And that's why I just take it all with a grain of salt, and I listen, I observe, I digest it, and that's it.
I do the same thing, Rick. I listen to all kind of different opinions and stuff, and then I use it like a tea strainer, you know. And
that's the key right there.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if you really want to and you really start to study all kinds of phenomena and all kinds of events, you can draw parallels and you can find numerology, you can find numbers, you can find a pattern in so many things. And yet, what does it all add up to? Does it mean that it was an inside job? The government made that bridge collapse? And if so, why? What was the purpose? Who was behind it? You see? You have to ask too many questions. And, you know, we got enough to deal with just the anomalies and inconsistencies in the government's theory, the government's proposed conspiracy theory regarding 9/11 and Osama. That, to me, is where we really have to keep digging and exposing that total and complete nonsense theory. Don't you agree?
I think one thing important about this bridge thing is all these poor people that was in that,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that our food supply that comes down there is going to be blocked off for quite a while, and I figure our food mm-hmm. prices are going to go up pretty high.
Well, then that is another consideration, and they're going up higher every day now. In case you haven't noticed, all you have to do is just go to the grocery store, and it seems within every week the cost is going higher and higher and higher. A few pennies here, a few pennies there. Hey, pretty soon we're talking real money, aren't we?
Yeah, I told my husband today, I said, well, now, here's another thing that's going to run food prices up. I said, we got a store down here called Save-A-Lot where you can get food about cheaper than you can at any grocery store. And I said, we need to make another trip down there and stock up on some more food.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Mary? You heard what I just said, you know, prior to the break about the fact that we have a decrepit infrastructure in America today, and we also have a problem with pipes and sewer lines and all kinds of things that are nearly, you know, around a century old, and many of them have been replaced. There have been patch-up jobs and so forth. But you know what? It's much more needed to go through the entire system. And you know how many billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that would cost to be able to do all of that comprehensively now?
Yeah.
It would be prohibitive. And all we're doing is patching and replacing. And sooner or later, we're going to have more bridges collapsing. We're going to have more situations with overpasses, underpasses, all kinds of difficulties with, you know, highways and byways and so forth. So I'll be honest with you. I'm just amazed we haven't had more of it, to be perfectly candid.
Right. And in other words, Rick, we're just falling apart piece by piece.
We are. We are. Really. And this nation is... Hey, the price is coming due now for this neglect that we have engaged in all of these years, and also our own policies, the enemy within, taking us down the road to financial ruin and bankruptcy, where we can't even afford to maintain one of the few things that government could be doing, and that is maintaining roads for the public.
Well, I definitely agree with you.
That's the moral of the story. Thank you, Mary.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
For calling.
We'll talk
again.
To you later.
Right.
Okay.
We sure will. Time for a break. We will be back with another caller next. Talk about this and anything on your mind. Tomorrow night, we're going to have our guest on. I'll tell you about that when we come right back. Privacy Crisis. What a book. We'll be back with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, only on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Haven't you got any respect for this town?
I just lost it.
Yeah, I have too. I've lost all respect for Washington, and I know you have as well, if you have a functioning brain, no question about that. Let's go back to the phones now. We have Carol in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
I got a little card in the mail today from Inspector McSpector, the one bullet theory man.
Okay, all right.
And about, he's having a town meeting. And the last one he had in my town was probably, I know it was before 9/11,
mm-hmm.
before the election. I think that was before.
Yep.
Anyway, a couple years before that, when he came to town, and he was bragging that he was such a good prosecutor in Philadelphia, and then I brought it to him. I said, you know, Senator, I said, you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you have... when you were prosecutor in Philadelphia, you let a murderer go free on $5,000 bond. And I said, by the way, I said, your nemesis is coming back from Europe to haunt you. I said, you know, our Einhorn. And you know, at that time, I also brought up the fact about the ground-to-air missiles that had been stolen. I said, I know you're worried about them. Oh, we're not worried about anything like that. I said, you're a liar. Well, he was so livid at me, if looks could have... killed, I'd have been dead at the end of the thing. But anyway, when he came back...
I know the feeling, yeah.
Yeah, he came back for a second dose
mm-hmm.
before the last election. And I brought up, boy, I forgot my train of thought. Boy, it just left me. Anyway, oh, after the second time around, he's not coming back to my town.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be, well, I think it's, maybe it's because I called his aide out. He brought aides with him the second time. And I called one of them out in the hallway at our municipal building, and I said, you tell that lying old BAS, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to make sure he doesn't get reelected.
Yeah.
I mean, I out and out said it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the other one, I had people coming to me crying and said, you're the only one that had enough guts to say what needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then to top it off, my congressman's Bat Phil Piggy English took his office out of my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no... It's just like we don't even count anymore. And the town he's going to be in is 27 miles away, which is only about maybe half the size of my town.
What town are you in, if you don't
know? Crawford County, Pennsylvania, Meadville.
Okay.
And it's just...
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm going to have to go haunt him on the 14th of August.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, hey, these characters need all of the needling they can get, all of the citizens that they can have following them around and watching every move and haunting them. I mean, that's what they're there for. Let's face it. You see these people elected, and they think that they're going to have it made. They're not going to have to worry about their constituents anymore. They're going to be insulated from all of that. Well, I'll tell you, we had a senator up here, Pell, Senator Pell, and he said he was going to start having these town meetings. Well, he would. He U.S. senator, and he would, come to the local community and announce these meetings. Well, a group of us used to follow him to every meeting he had and drove him absolutely up the wall. His aides even came to at the time, anonymous me, and says, why don't you go easy on this? I said, go easy on him for what? I said, he's a senator, let him take the heat. I said, he's got questions he's got to answer. And sure enough, of course, he couldn't answer them, because if you knew Pell, you knew he was a complete imbecile. Well, he was the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for a long time, no wonder, right? Well, that's what they fear most of all. It wasn't too long after that he stopped having the town meetings, you see?
Well, we caught Phil English about 25 mm-hmm. of us walked out of the meeting. We caught him in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked out. Of course, this was televised, you know. But that man is just, he is so sickening. I mean, he needs to be gone out of office. Just as bad as Specter.
All across America, it's the same story.
Yeah, and what I need to know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whose show it was, some woman called in and said, you can get a paper ballot in any state. No, you can't, not in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Now, I called my election place, might have been week before last, about paper ballots. Well, we don't have, now, grab this. We can't do anything about it. She said, you can get an absentee ballot, and I said, that's illegal. You got to be... handicapped. Well, I'm not telling you to do anything illegal, but you can do this. Well, then I called both of my state representatives, and then I got a letter from one saying it's out of our hands. They're putting a bill into Congress about getting paper ballots. Well, the Senate turned this down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we do? I mean, Ron Paul can get elected if we have the paper ballots. I'm sure of it. I'm sure that man can get elected and will get elected.
Hmm.
But we have to do something with this voting system.
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, if you've been following this show, we've been talking about that. With people like Kurt Hyde and talking about the HAVA Act, Help America Vote Act. Now this new bill, H.R. 811, which is another harbinger of bad news that would affect the credibility and integrity of the voting system. And then we have even more now having to do with hacking into the computer systems, and a column in the L.A. Times, of all places, about this. So
yeah, didn't the Senate vote that bill down until after the 2008 election?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, now this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally insane, and it just angers me to no end.
You know what? At least one thing for sure, Carol, is that we're all getting angrier and angrier and angrier, and something's going to give. Something has to give.
Well, I had asked Specter back when, and of course Tom Ridge at the time was my congressman, even stupid Al Nitwit Gore,
mm-hmm.
but I asked him to help me with a contaminated water problem in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick, I'm... it's hard for me to talk about this, but I can't even take a decent bath in my home because it's so contaminated. And the polluter was supposed to buy my home, and the judge here pushed through what he felt we should get, which averaged out $900 a year for drinking contaminated water for 15 years. And then I'm still in my house. And then I get my tax bill. They split our tax bill up, and I said, boy, we got a break when we got the first bill. Now we got one today. $1,500 for a place that we've carried our drinking water since 1988. And then they wanted to push the city, Meadville City Water onto us, and I hope these big ears are listening. The water is still contaminated. We are the cancer capital of the nation in my county. When my doctor tells me do not drink any water in any of the municipal water supplies in Crawford County or you won't live long, you don't drink it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's just incredible. Now, what was the bill you received prior to this one? What was the amount?
Well, they split our property tax up into two parts. We used to pay it once a year. And here it goes up a little incrementally. It keeps going up. You know, and for here I am, $1,500 or $1,600 a year for a house that I can't even take a bath in. Maybe I ought to just go stinky to see Mr. One Bullet Theory Man. And get up right in his face and say, isn't this pleasant? Isn't this nice?
Give him a nice hug.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love that.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm very sorry to hear that, but your story is not unique, unfortunately.
Oh, Carol. I know this.
We're fighting it everywhere. We have a Narragansett Bay Commission up where I am, and they have increased the cost for taking care of the water treatment here at the Bay in our state it went up astronomically in the last 15, 20 years. And, it used to be something that was like $50, $60 per quarter. Well, then it went to $400 per quarter, and it went right through the roof for people. And they're hitting people from all sides now.
I know.
Everything. Water, utilities. They're driving the middle class out, and that's the goal.
They're going to allow a company to dump mercury in Lake Michigan, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which they've been doing, but from Indiana, it's okay, dump more. It doesn't matter. It won't hurt you.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Unbelievable. All right,
well,
Carol.
When does this all stop?
I don't know, but I'm glad you called and you're sharing your story with countless others, and I hope you get some action and don't give up. Keep fighting.
Chase them. There was an article, I think I found it in Pre-Republic, and I looked for it again, and I can't find it, where this man said the money is going to, it's coming to an end, going on, and the money's coming back to America.
No doubt about it. No doubt. It's got to stop.
Yep.
It's going to stop.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. I'm glad I could give you some relief. Thank you very much, Carol, and get it off your chest, and I hope that you will get much more active in the community, and you sound quite feisty. We need more people to do what you're doing and what we have done everywhere. Chase them right into the river. Susan in Tennessee is next. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
All right, dear. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I have two things. I'm going to turn my radio down.
Okay, please do. Please do.
I shall. Okay. First thing... the bridge, back to what the young lady was saying a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I had another thought. Just watching two or three channels carrying the story, they mentioned that this I-35 goes all the way down to Texas.
Yes.
So I had another idea, like it goes to Texas, so probably goes to Mexico. And if it goes to Minnesota, then it probably goes to Canada. Just a thought.
That's an interesting thought.
It is, and it's kind of scary.
It does happen to be the focus point of the NAFTA superhighway, doesn't it?
Well, that's the first thing I thought about, and it kind of bothered me a little bit, so I thought I'd let you know.
That is interesting.
It is very.
That is interesting.
And
now,
the other
what
thing...
Do you, yeah, go ahead.
Go
Make
ahead.
Your other
no,
point.
Please. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think would be the ultimate purpose of sabotage here? What would be the real goal? What would be the motivation and the purpose? I'm interested to know.
I've thought about it on only two levels so far, and I really haven't had time to think a lot. But, you know, if some of our people, and I speak our, like what you talk about and the way I feel, and a way I think a whole lot of people are starting to really feel, then that might be, quote, sabotage, end quote. But if it was the government, it really is scary. Because it tells me that they want a bigger and better highway.
Well, we saw what they did with Katrina. A lot
exactly.
of people said it was just incompetence, and the media have fed that frenzy that it was just one idiot after another, Mr. Brown, Mr. Chertoff, and they, well, let's give them another chance and so forth and so on. But we know there were too many unanswered questions about the levees and about the condition of them and how they were. Bush deliberately played hanky-panky with people's lives there for several years. In his last administration, you see? And that was just completely swept under the rug. Like, it didn't matter. It had nothing to do with the safety factor and the preparation for more disasters like Hurricane Katrina and the loss of needless loss of lives, you see? Totally swept under the rug.
Rick, I have goose pimples all over because I was just going to bring that up.
Yes.
I have a place in Florida. And in 2004, we were hit by Francis. Then we got 24 inches of rain with Gene. And then, with Ivan. And then we were hit by Gene. And I'll make a real long story short. We asked FEMA, oh boy, for help. And they gave us help. And then about a year ago, we get a letter back from them saying the help they gave us was in the form of a grant, and now they've taken everything from us again. They just they took our income tax, they put a lien on our home, and on everything in my name. I just thought I'd let you know that, and we're still fighting it. It's not pretty, and I'll remind you that Bush's brother is the governor. I believe they can steer those hurricanes. I believe
that's another issue. That's another issue. We've talked about weather modification and control and so
forth. You certainly have.
And I know that we've seen evidence of that where it was demonstrated right in Asia. They've done it in countries like Malaysia and places like that, so they can create cyclones, and they have created cyclones through weather modification. They claimed they were doing it for pollution, to clean up the pollution and the effect it was having on the skyscrapers and so forth. But the reality is, hey, this has all been done before. Since 1975, they've been holding congressional hearings on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it's not out of the question. That's something that's based on real science, yes.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Low-frequency magnetic pulse or something?
Well, there's that. There's particle beam weaponry and so forth.
Right.
There are many different ways that the government's agencies and oceanography people, they have not talked about, but they have ways of creating weather patterns. And sometimes they don't have to create them. They can direct them and redirect them for the maximum loss of life. That was another aspect of what happened in Katrina as well.
Well, certainly.
Nobody investigated it in the mainstream so-called media, and I didn't expect them to anyway. They have the resources but not the will, because they, of course, are part of the problem.
Exactly. And I want to thank you so much for your program. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, thank you. Don't depend on just me, but
I do my own research, but I appreciate your voice.
Well, I appreciate your voice too, and don't be a stranger. Let's keep the work. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And keep the faith most of all.
I shall.
Susan, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Susan, boy, I'm telling you, incredible. And the House and the Senate leaders are now currently drafting a law that would revise the FISA Act, as you know, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for the first time since 2006. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid met with Director of National Intel Michael McConnell on this day. McConnell then submits a short-term proposal for expanding FISA. Also today, select lawmakers meet with Mr. Bush to discuss the proposed expansion of a law that has previously come under public scrutiny. That's right. And if the proposed expansion becomes law, FISA would negate the requirement of providing a court order, did you hear me? For monitoring the conversations of any persons reasonably believed to be located outside of the United States. It would also grant the Attorney General, Mr. Gonzalez, with a sole authority in order to intercept such communications for up to a year, assuming the persons in question are outside of the United States. Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology called this new proposal the President's Surveillance Program on Steroids. This is the NSA, you see, the National Security Agency. You ever notice that ever since we've had more national security agencies, we've had less national security? Did you ever take notice of that? Or is that too far above our heads? Seriously, that's how ridiculous it is. We'll be back. Ernie will be next. And your call straight ahead on this open forum tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we will have our guest, who, of course, has been here many times before on RBN. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high before they up and bust us.
Yes,
use old fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang.
All right. I like it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the old Western solution, huh? All right, let's take another call here on Republic Broadcasting, Uncensored Radio Free America, the number 800-313-9443, Ernie in Virginia. Hello.
Hello, Rick. Good evening. Your reception tonight on the Internet, the streaming is excellent.
Good.
And first I'd like to express my condolences to the families of the people that lost their lives on the Minneapolis Bridge. I was watching that coverage for a while, and some people thought it was an earthquake that contributed to the collapse. We don't have the facts yet, so
nope.
I'm not going to comment on what could have caused this, but one of your callers did mention the road that this bridge is under.
Mm-hmm.
It is I-35, which is part of the NAFTA Superhighway.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the story here, the news story. Yep.
Right. And also, there was some discussion by some of your callers, too, and including yourself, about the infrastructure problems in the country.
Well, that's a reality, you know.
Oh, a tremendous reality.
It is.
Combine that with the 20 to 30 million illegals in the country, the added congestion, the added taxing on our public water supply.
Absolutely.
And the environmental consequences. Also, our drinking water systems with the distribution systems that are well over 100 years of age, they're breaking down. It would take billions of dollars just to begin to repair those distribution systems. Instead, what are we spending our limited resources on, but more wars.
Yeah, well, that's what's most profitable for these groups and these big companies.
Absolutely.
Affiliated with Dick Cheney and company, yeah.
Absolutely. And if you recall, early on when the war first got started, the estimated cost was reported by someone at DOD to be $200 billion, and that individual was fired. Oh, no way. Well, tonight I saw the estimated cost now to be above $600 billion for what we've spent thus far. And potentially we could spend as much as $2 billion on the two wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And if we had
it's much more than that, Ernie.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I remember when this first came up and Bush said it's a 100-year war. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
Bush said it's going to be 100 years that if we have to, we'll take to be able to circle the globe and make the world safe. You see, peace and safety. And they said then a cost of $1.2 trillion just in the next decade or so.
Right. And the human carnage cost to the civilians in Iraq, for example, and our military servicemen who have been maimed by this conflict.
Yes.
And you add those dollars on, it just goes on and on, but we have the use of the depleted uranium weapons, which is another added cost, and no telling what that cost will be to humanity. And this is out of control. But I wanted to talk about an interesting article I saw, too. Titled Canadian Poll.
That's an article I was going to get to, but go right ahead. You can start that and come back after the break.
Okay. Connie Fogel of the Canadian Action Party has warned her fellow Canadian citizens about this SPP and the consequences of the shadow government and how these working groups have bypassed the people. The people have lost, are losing control. It won't be a government by the people, for the people. And this shadow government is undermining their civil liberties, and she's very, very concerned about the apathy and the emphasis on. I hear
rightfully so. All right, stay where you are, Ernie. We'll be back to pursue this in just 1 minute with hour number two of the program coming right up. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Republic Broadcasting Network, and we shall return. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
It's